Aging Disgracefully, a Beat News Spotlight.
By your late teens, early 20s, you're expected to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. Pick the right degree, land the perfect job, start climbing the ladder. But what happens when the plan changes or when you realise it's not where you want to be?
I don't think anyone really has it figured out. And I think there's a big pressure on young people to kind of figure out what they want to do when they're in sixth year. Like I was, you know, 31 before I really kind of found out what I wanted to do in life.
I think leaving school, we're just so young to know what we want to do. Like I went to college and I done biopharmaceutical for a year. I dropped out. I went to Age Tech in a call centre, like, and I didn't know what to do. I eventually decided to go to Fos and do a year hairdressing in there, and I ended up going to Australia in the middle of it.
I do think there is like pressure in society that you should be like well established in your job and everything, like nearly in your mid-20s. It'll suit you maybe later in life to go down a path that you might have wanted to do when you were younger, but different things happened or like family happened and it just wasn't the right time. Yeah, I think it could always change. It doesn't really matter what age you are.
While many people feel pressure to have their careers figured out early on, guidance counsellor Betty McLaughlin says the reality is often very different.
I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect career now. You just go with what you feel. I suppose if you're taking a course to begin with, you should be looking at what will I be studying on that course? Is that an area of interest for me? Will I do well on that course? Will I be able to keep up? They're the questions you ask first. But you also ask before you do it, where are the graduates who have completed that course? Where are they now working? But I'd also say nowadays, years ago, we did a degree and we just came out, we got our first job and we stayed there forever. Now there's an average movement of every 3 to 5 years, people are moving around in careers, going in, using their skills, using their qualification, but in different settings. So it's very fluid actually at the moment.
Yeah, and is there actually an age limit
when
it comes to changing?
Well, I wouldn't really. I would say it's a personal thing, you know. It takes a little bit of courage and a lot of people are scared of change. But when they take that step, it's usually a very positive outcome for them, you know. And if you're not happy in the workplace, it makes sense to look around and see where else you could be. We want to find some satisfaction. We want to feel fulfilled and we want to feel we're making a difference.
If someone does feel like they've chosen the wrong career path and feel lost, what advice would you give to them?
Definitely speak to a guidance counsellor if they possibly can. You know, don't suffer in silence. There's always help out there. Every ETB board have adult education advisors and adult guidance counsellors, and they can give you your options, you know, explore your options with you. There is always help available.
Gemma Delaney was 30 when she went back to college as a mature student. During this time, she worked as a family liaison officer in a palliative care facility before changing careers at 35. And now at 39, she's a full-time radio presenter.
I had my daughter young, so I kind of was focused on her, I suppose. And then I always wanted to be a radio presenter. And I was kind of getting to 30, having a midlife crisis. I was like, if I don't try it now, I'm never going to know. And it wasn't just me wanting to be as well, Dana, I have to say. Everyone used to always say, oh my God, you're perfect for radio. You should be on radio. And I was like, really? Do you think so? And so a lot of self-doubt. And then I got to 30 and I was kind of like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I applied for the CAO, which was terrifying at 30. And I applied for one course and one course only. And I was like, if I get it, it's meant to be. If I don't, it's obviously not. So I applied, I got it. And I would say that probably the first 6 months of college, I was like, I'm rubbish at this. Oh my God. Everyone thinks I'm crap. I don't know why I did this. I'm not able for this. I'm stupid. I'm not clever enough to be in college. And then I remember one day I was in like a lecture and one of the lecturers was like, that's a really good point. And I was like, oh, maybe I do know what I'm doing. Maybe I am okay for this. Maybe I'm good for this. And look, I did my degree and then I did another degree and then I went on and did a master's. I never would have been as focused at 17 or 18 going into that college course. I probably would have flunked out. And now I'm about 3-4 years working in radio now. First job was co-hosting a breakfast show with one radio station and then I got headhunted for my own show with the station I'm at the moment.
Gemma has this advice for anyone who might feel a bit lost in life and wants to change their career.
Best advice I could give anyone who's feeling a bit lost is get a bit of counselling for yourself. I'm very much of the mentality of that, like, you don't wait till something's broke to fix it. If you are feeling lost, it may not be necessarily career driven. I think that's probably you feeling lost in yourself as a person, unsatisfied with your life. I think me definitely at 30, I felt like I got to 30 and I had all these dreams and aspirations and I was like, I haven't achieved any of them. And I didn't even realise that that's why I was feeling so down, you know. So I went to counselling first and foremost, and then it was the counsellor kind of said to me, it was like, you're a very ambitious person and you're 30 and it feels like, you know, maybe you haven't got there, so why haven't you tried it? And, you know, and that's the fact of the matter. Like I said, working in palliative care as well, you could drop dead in the morning. What have you got to lose? Life is going to pass anyway. The time is going to pass anyway. You might as well try it.
Getting older can bring growing pressure to prove you're on the right path, but more and more people are changing direction and starting over. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late to become who you want to be.
Aging Disgracefully, a Beat News Spotlight.